is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado.
12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee Public Schools students will likely see school resource officers when they return to class today. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says they weren't his request, but it's state law. The officers were required to be in MPS schools at the beginning of last year under a deal the Wisconsin legislature reached with the city. A former state Supreme Court justice has one last chance to appear for a deposition. The State Journal reports Michael Gableman was supposed to answer questions for Wisconsin's Office of Lawyer Regulation in connection to his failure to turn over records from an investigation into the 2020 presidential election, which he oversaw. And March is Self-Harm Awareness Month. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says data shows self-harm rises among adolescents after spring break and heading into the end of the school year. It's also important to make sure prescription medications are locked up. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to the mid-50s this afternoon. It will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 65 with some rain and possibly even an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow night. Turn your bathroom into the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:03. More music mornings with Dave and Emily with Foreigner on Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene. Shadow by the backstage door.
99.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Why did I wear green?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day tradition. If you're not wearing green, you gotta get pinched.
St. Patty's Day.
Hold me close. Kiss me, I'm Irish.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, it's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:11 on St. Patrick's Day morning. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today is going to be beautiful out. It is going to be mostly sunny with high of 57. It will be a little bit breezy, though. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 37. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 57. Tuesday night, we're looking at a possibility, some rain, and then going into Wednesday, we are looking at rain, possibly a thunderstorm on Wednesday, and we are looking at temperatures dropping throughout the day Wednesday, and then transitioning into some snow Wednesday night. We are actively monitoring that system to see as it gets a little bit closer when that rain-snow transition will take place. That is the thing that's the primary thing we're watching with that, so a little too early to tell on that. There's been a lot of things brought up and talked about on social media with this one already. So it's looking like Wednesday evening into Thursday morning is when we're going to see that transition. So we'll keep tabs on that. And by Friday, we're warming back up to a high of 55. Currently 27 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Dave.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. It's funny, I realized after I got to work this morning, I didn't put any green on, and then I hear our opener impinging if you're not wearing green, so yeah, I hope nobody sees me today.
You can always just add like a little green bandana or find like a, I think somewhere around that studio, you know, somewhere there might be some green beads left over from the weekend, so
oh,
you know,
there
there's
you
always
go.
Stuff.
There you go. I'll throw the green beads on. We'll call it all good today. So, you know, yeah, I had to laugh this morning. I got up, got dressed, and I'm like, didn't even think about it being St. Patrick's Day till I got in. I'm like, oh, bummer. So, yeah, St. Patrick's Day, and it's on a Monday, Emily. Doesn't that feel a little bit weird?
Yeah, it does. I don't know. I mean, I think people had a good opportunity to do their St. Patrick's Day stuff over the weekend. So I hope people had a nice time. Mondays are kind of like this. Like, I don't know, low, not low in a bad way, but just kind of like a mellow day, I feel like, as everybody's kind of trying to get back into the swing of things. So to have it be a day to celebrate is a little more of a challenge, I do say. But I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like people did have a chance over the weekend and probably people had some fun.
And that is good because, you know, green beer is always popular on St. Paddy's Day. Now, here's a list of other stuff that might cause some colorful experiences, shall we say, tomorrow. Google Trends looked at the top green food each state Googled more than our states this year, and some are specific to St. Patrick's Day, and some are just green foods you might find any time of year. Now, Emily, as we're looking at this list, let's talk about number one, because this is kind of interesting.
Okay, so number one, okay, lots of green drinks. Okay, that's to be assumed, but
right.
This sounds weird. Green mimosas? Nebraska and West Virginia does those. I don't know how they make them green, with the exception of food coloring, because they don't make green orange juice or grand champagne, as far as I understand. So
no.
We're going to have to ask people from Nebraska and West Virginia. This one maybe is to be a little more assumed here. Green Jello shots in Georgia, Virginia, and Kentucky. Irish margaritas in Texas. Grasshopper cocktails in New Mexico. And green whiskey sours in Wyoming. Wow. Those are some crazy things to be trying to make and to be trying to drink. We're talking about Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here are the top green foods that we, not Dave and I specifically,
no.
but the people who made this poll have been Googling. So moving on, what are some other green things that people are making out there, Dave?
Green lemonade in Kansas, green smoothies in South Dakotas, shamrock shakes in Illinois, Montana, and Hawaii, and two more states are adding alcohol to theirs, shamrock shake cocktail in Mississippi, and Irish whiskey shamrock shake in Louisiana. Now, I do think those are some interesting combinations, but yeah, I'm not doing green mimosas. That's just weird. I mean,
yeah, that's like green eggs and ham with a green mimosa. There's something about that. Green needs to stay on my vegetables for me.
I agree.
Anywho, dessert.
What could be your desserts?
Random weird green foods for St. Patrick's Day that are happening around the country. That's what we're talking about right now. So we're on to desserts. We've got through drinks. There's some weird stuff up there. Desserts, things like shamrock cookies, shamrock cakes, and grasshopper pies are top searches in multiple states. We also have mint brownies are big in the Midwest. Whoop, whoop. Green sprinkles are a top search in New York. And Vermont and Alaska might just love a key lime pie in general.
Yeah, you know, those don't sound so bad. You know, we're talking about the Google Trends of people searching for green-related food items for St. Patrick's Day. Now, number three on this list is savory dishes. Green spaghetti in Arizona. Pesto in Oregon, Nevada, and Missouri, which makes sense. Pea soup in Maine, yuck. Green eggs in Indiana. Green deviled eggs in New Jersey, not sure the difference there. And California is going full Dr. Seuss with green eggs and ham. And then so That one, I knew we would get there eventually. So again,
I figured
we're talking about the Google searches related to green items. Now, the most Googled St. Patrick's Day recipes in general, of course, are corned beef and cabbage, grasshopper pie, Dublin coddle, that's a sausage and potato stew, Irish soda bread scones, and Irish potato candy. And so, yeah, we're talking about all these Google searches that people are doing. And then if you look at the Emily, what are the recipes that where people are doing for drinks?
Oh, the drink recipes?
Yeah, towards the bottom. The most Googled drink recipes.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Grasshoppers, Jello shots, green punch, whiskey sours, and recipes for Bailey's Irish cream. So those are all pretty reasonable. I don't really like the idea of a green punch. Yeah, I don't know. Dave, you might remember this. There was a popular drink back in the day called the swamp water that was green. Do you remember?
Wait, we were thinking the same thing at the same exact time. Oh, my goodness. I was thinking, you know what a green drink was? I remember back in the day. It was swamp water. And oh, my goodness.
Those are nasty. Those were made for people who were like brand new. And let's call it the green drinkers, as in they were new and they would probably turn green later from what they were having. Oh, so, yeah, swamp water. There's a place that I knew about that was kind of like their famous specialty. They happen to be located like in a marshy area. So they changed names, but since it used to be called JJ's on the Swamp, and their specialty was the swamp water. They probably have that. I mean, I don't know where that drink rooted from, but they've probably got that. I would have to say down like Louisiana, if it made it that far in terms of the cocktail itself. But obviously there's, a lot of swamp around in Florida, Everglades and stuff. So I wonder what kind of drinks they got going on down there. I wouldn't know, but, we're pretty much in Wisconsin here focusing on grasshopper drinks. That's kind of rooted in the supper club. So that's common. And then, of course, the green beer. I think that's a lot of what people want to have today. So lots of fun stuff that's out there Googling. It's so nice that Google just tells us all the things we'd want to know about surveys anyways, because all we have to do is say, what is the activity on Google today? And they'll tell us all the things. So it's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. And it is St. Patrick's Day, so it does seem appropriate. All right, Emily. So what we're going to do is you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. At that point, we'll see who's celebrating on St. Patrick's Day. And there's some good ones on this list.
Sounds like a plan. Looking forward to it.
Me too. It's good to have you back with us on St. Patrick's Day Monday morning. It is 7:20 on Monday morning. More music morning with Dave and Emily on Max FM. and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:28 on Monday morning. We hope everyone's having a great St. Patrick's Day so far. And we're bringing you a little extra lot. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Today only, take an extra 17% off everything on your order when you use the promo code LUCK. L-U-C-K at checkout. Whether you're treating yourself or gifting someone special, this is your chance to score big savings on local favorites. But hurry, this deal disappears faster than a leprechaun's pot of gold. Shop local and say big at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. An extra 17% off all day long with a cold luck. L-U-C-K. We don't want anyone missing out on that deal today. That's anything in the store, and some of those have limited quantities available, so go check it out at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now let's talk a little sports. The Badgers earned the number 3 seed in the East Region and will face number 14 Montana in the first round of NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver. A win would send the Badgers to a second round on Saturday. The winner of the first round matchup will face either number 6 BYU or number 11 VCU. So we'll see what happens on Thursday. The Badgers finished regular season 26-9 overall with 13-7 in the Big Ten play. So they came up just short in the Big Ten tournament over the weekend, unfortunately. And speaking of coming up short, unfortunately, over the weekend, the Wisconsin Dells boys did lose in tournament play here in Baraboo. So their chance to go to state, unfortunately, disappeared with that as well. So maybe next year. They were so close to heading to state this year. So definitely unfortunate. And the boys basketball state tournament, that starts this Thursday, goes until Saturday night. Don't know if you got to watch some of those girls high school teams play, but oh my goodness, some amazing teams definitely were in action over the weekend. And it's going to be interesting to see how the boys tournament comes out this weekend. So yeah, lots of basketball coming up this weekend. And you know, you got NCAA, you got the high school tournament. So yeah, I'm going to be torn as to what I'm going to try to watch this weekend. Part of it depends on what I'm actually able to get, because with limited options available on that. But hey, it's all good. Definitely watching basketball one way or another. Coming up, we're going to have Eddie Money on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to Gab Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have our Hillsboro Farm Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at our auction yard in Hillsboro from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. This auction features a wheel loader, vehicles, trailers, skid steer attachments, and much more. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Again, that's our Hillsboro Farm Consignment Auction ending tomorrow at 9 a.m. Also this week on Friday, we have a real estate auction open house for an 84-acre property located just north of Baraboo on Fox Hill Road. It'll be a two-parcel real estate auction. Parcel 1 features 7.1 acres and an older farmhouse. Parcel 2 is 78 acres of vacant land with a nice pole shed on it. Real estate auction open house is this Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. More information on our website. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
We know we can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
I can feel your heartbeat back.
99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary, to text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. You can also text him via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and click text to send in those birthday and anniversary wishes. We are going to talk about those next after Autograph on Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is going on 7:40 on Monday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday anniversary, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. While you're doing that, we are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 57. It will be breezy. Winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 37. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 57. On Tuesday night, we do have a chance of rain in the early morning hours. Cloudy with a low of 40. On Wednesday, rain in the morning. Possibly some thunderstorms throughout the day. And that will change over to a rain snow mix late Wednesday night. We are actively monitoring that system. We'll provide more updates on Tuesday. And Thursday, sunny, a high of 42, and then looking ahead towards Friday, it'll warm up a little bit. Currently, it's 28 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, it is. It's a little chillier than it has been late last week. I mean, I think some of us were out and about it Friday there in like shorts and t-shirts, I want to say. I saw a lot of people out in shorts on Friday.
It.
Were you doing that?
I had shorts on Friday for a while. Yes, I couldn't pass up that opportunity. It was just way too nice not to be wearing shorts. Had the windows open too, so that was the other nice part.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Open a lot in my house. I tend to just open up windows like when it's way too cold, just because it's after being boxed up in the winter, it's so nice to have that fresh air, even if it's a little cold, just, you know, just to get like a what my good buddy Jay calls a fresh air exchange. So you just kind of out with the old, in with the new, even just for 5-10 minutes. It makes a big difference in your inside of your house. So but yeah, not the same right now. Just can't seem to get used to the fact that the weather changes so quickly and so dramatically in the state. Get used to it, because I've always lived here and I'm always surprised. So that's okay. So yeah, that's a little bit of a colder weather forecast, but that's okay. It's a beautiful sunrise today. Sometimes colder weather makes the sky a little bit. So I know it was a really nice sunrise this morning, which happens to be like right when I'm getting ready for the morning show. So that's kind of nice. I know Dave's already been up 70 hours at that point.
Yeah.
So he only saw the sunset and the sunrise. Without sleeping in between.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much how we roll this week. So, yeah, you aren't kidding there. So, all right, we are going to take a look at our celebrity birthdays. We do have a couple of local birthdays to talk about as well. Today is March 17th. It is St. Patrick's Day. John Boyega is 33. He is Finn in the new Star Wars movies. Grimes is 37. She has been in some musical type of things. And then, of course, we all know who this one is. Rob Kardashian, 38 years old today as well. Emily, who do you see on our list today?
I see Hozier is 35, fantastic artist, obviously responsible for the song Take Me to Church. And then the one about the fact that he sleeps during the day and is up at night and drinks whiskey neat or something like that. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was played incessantly on the radio, and it is still fantastic. Never got sick of that one. Can't come up with the name right now. If anyone can come up with the name, feel free to text us in, because I am having a brain flat right now where I'm not coming up with that. Justin Hawkins is 50, lead singer of The Darkness. As silly as some of their music is, it's unbelievably catchy. Natalie Zia is 50, Robin on The Detour, Winona on Justified, and Claire on The Following. Mia Hamm is 53, retired women's soccer star. Boy, she was incredible. I didn't know that she was 53. I guess that was a while back that they kind of broke through and they were all over the press because they just killed it on the field. So that's pretty cool. On this St. Patrick's Day today, March 17th, we are talking about birthdays. What else you see, Dave?
Oh, let's see. Tamar Braxton is 48. That's Toni Braxton's younger sister. Coco is 46, Ice-T's wife. And so, yeah, we had to celebrate that one, of course. We know that Billy Corgan is 58 from Smashing Pumpkins. Rob Lowe, 61 years old. Yeah, that one kind of got me. And so is the next one. Gary Sinise is 70. We know him from CSI New York. And, of course, he's infamous for Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump.
Well, Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant
you
Dan.
You are here.
Yes.
In the shrimp boat.
In the shrimp boat and Forrest Gump.
This is a big one, too. Kurt Russell is 74. What the?
Uh-huh.
I love Kurt Russell. He's great. He is absolutely great. He, was, of course, played Wyatt Earp in Tombstone, Santa in The Christmas Chronicles, and Snake Plissken in Escape from New York, which those Escape From movies, my husband is just nutty about those. If you tell him that you haven't seen Escape from New York, he will have something to say to you, and he might just go start streaming it or go get you the VHS or whatever the heck and tell you to sit down and watch it right then.
I have not watched it.
What? Oh my gosh, you are in bad shape.
I've seen Tombstone, but I've not seen Escape from New York. But
those are cult classics at this point.
Well, and this star is going to be somebody that we all know. Patrick Duffy is 76, Step by Step superstar. And of course, we know him from Dallas.
Oh my.
I know. You remember all that? Oh my goodness. Dallas.
Yeah.
He was JR's brother, and then the whole shot JR, and then you got a whole season wasted on that. Still not bitter about that at all.
Well, we'll have to see if we can find find somebody who's got a VHS player. I have to say, there was I went to downtown Madison yesterday to see the St. Paddy's Day Parade with my daughter, and it was lovely, as usual. And we were walking down State Street, and I heard some people, you know, you hear just, like, snatches of conversation when you're out and about, and State Street was busy, even though it was cold, but there was a lot of people down there for the parade. And I hear some girls say, somebody said something about VHS when they were coming out of the store, and the girl says, and this is not a young person, like, this is not a child, I just want to say, this is someone who's grown, probably in college, says, wait, what's a VHS again? And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, you feel...
I just, like, started giggling to myself.
Yeah, I know. It's like, there. And then if you said, well, you know, it was after Beta, they'd be like, what's Beta?
Yeah, like, yeah. Are you even talking about, like, ways to watch things anymore? It's like you're talking about something that has to do with something... I don't even know.
You haven't been streaming all this time and had a remote control? Yeah. You know, you could definitely get kids to go back to those days, take away the remote control, turn off the internet, and have them sit in front of the TV. They would figure it out. Just saying.
They would figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at IT stuff, and I'm pretty good at TVs and stereos and things like that, but it depends on what you, like, what you've got set up for your incoming,
right,
you know, opportunity for television, but we have a hard time getting regular television on our stuff, and I'm just like, when we want to watch a game or whatever, and it's just on regular TV, it takes some real effort.
Wow.
I don't understand. Yeah.
See, yep. We have antenna, and we supplement with a small streaming service, so we get to watch most of that stuff pretty easily, unless it's stuff that's cable-specific. Then, you know, when the NCAA tournament comes up, I'm always trying to find the game, but it's all good. But we digress. We are talking about birthdays on March 17th. Patty Boyd is 81, ex-wife of George Harrison and Eric Clapton. If you've never heard Eric Clapton's Layla, that song's all about her.
Oh,
and another music one, John Sebastian, 81, lead singer of the Lovin' Spoonful, and he was the man who sang the theme song from Welcome Back, Kotter. Did you know that one?
Oh, that's a good show, actually. That's got some good retro clothes in it.
It does.
Check out just the outfits, if nothing else, and some of the jokes and some of the, yeah, it's very suited for its time.
It was. I mean, it's just, it's one of those you go, wow, you don't even think about those being that far back. And I didn't realize that Patty Boyd was Eric Clapton's ex-wife, and that's what Layla was all about, because I listened to a lot of Clapton back in the day. And so that was very interesting. Now, one that we don't normally talk about people who passed away, but Paul Kantner, he was would have been his birthday today. He passed away in 2016. He was part of Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship. And then he left the band in 1984. And the other members renamed themselves just Starship. So he was technically responsible for We Built This City. So that was something.
I love that song.
I do, too. And you know what? I'm going to see if I can find that in the playlist as we're talking right now. Because that one is one of my favorite Starship songs. And, you know, I've got to get that into the playlist this morning. When I saw that it would have been his birthday. And I remember the whole thing of them going from Jefferson Starship to just Starship back in 1984. So I remember that, believe that or not.
Well, I remember hearing We Built the City and liking that song. I mean, for my age, I think, you know, I liked the beat and everything. It was fun. And I grew up with Jefferson Airplane because of my parents. So I never made the connection until way later in my life that transition happened. Because Jefferson Airplane is so, so different from Starship that I was like, how is that the same? Any of the same people? Both of them, I do like Starship, you know, it went 80s style. I mean, little cheesy, you know. Whatever.
Right.
It's, you got to play for the people that are listening, and that happened to a lot of musicians that were working in the 70s and the 80s came around. They're like, oh, okay, let's go get a keyboard and some synthesizers and see what happens. So, you know, that happens. You got to roll with the times or not, you know, whatever you can do. Sometimes it's good to be versatile. So we are talking about birthdays, Dave messing with the playlist. We built this city. Well, we built the morning show on a lot of action about birthdays, and so we want to celebrate our local birthdays,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
We've got Jack Teasdale. Happy birthday to Jack. And Nathan Sunsmo. Happy birthday to Nathan. So happy birthday to both of you. I'm sure Dave has his own wisecracks that he's going to put out there to you all locally. So Dave,
No, I went to school with Nate, so I knew it was his birthday today. So I just want to make sure we wished Nate a happy birthday today. And I do need to take a moment and wish a happy birthday to Sage. He's our CEO of our company here at Civic Media. It is Sage's birthday today as well. So a shout out to him and happy birthday to him. And
happy birthday, Sage.
He's awesome. He works tirelessly for this company. He was helping me with website issues yesterday. I mean, he's just a fantastic guy. So we had to make sure we say happy birthday to Sage. And also, it's Dakota's birthday with his Civic Media. He helps out with some of the stuff locally as well with a few things that we do. So I want to make sure I gave a shout out to both of those guys this morning as well within our organization. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10, where I have some Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
Looking forward to that.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
There's an old saying in Ireland, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say, 'tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. Ah, that was terrible.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and check out how to save some green right now.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to the mid-50s this afternoon. It will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 65 with some rain and possibly even an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow night. Turn your bathroom into the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 29.
99.7.
Say
recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bomba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.